This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Listen. If to appease our brains and categorize sounds when we hear them, what you're hearing right now can be labeled experimental music. And when it comes to that genre, Burlington has its own world-renowned musician. It's Greg Davis, with nearly 30 albums to his credit. Recently, I sat down with Davis, and he told me his take on listening to music. And he says that seeing past the genre and the style of music and just listening is the real key. Davis has a master's degree in composition, and he started making his own music in high school. And around this same time, something interesting happened when the family's home computer arrived on the scene. Here's Greg Davis.
And I was fascinated by computers and what they could do. I wasn't making music on them at the time, but from that point on, I always loved computers. And then I would say in the late 90s, I finally had my own personal computer that was fast enough to start working with sound on it. Right when I started making my own music, I was kind of very intrigued and interested in technology and how to use technology to make music. And then once I started working with computers, it became a situation where, and I think this is true for a lot of electronic musicians, I could compose all the music myself and do it at home. And I didn't have to rely on writing a score and writing parts and, you know, having performers and trying to find people to play my music. I could do all of that at home. And then on top of that, you know, computers became powerful enough to mix and edit and make studio quality recordings at home. So that was extremely appealing to me. And so I kind of dove into that. I was in college and coming out of college at a time when computers and especially laptops were becoming really powerful and kind of emerging tools, you know, to make music, both live and studio music. Electronic music has the possibility to include all sounds in the whole universe. So you can use recorded sounds, synthesized sounds, you can use acoustic instrumental sounds, and electronic music has this very vast array of possibilities. And a lot of times people think electronic music, they think synthesizer or drum machines or, you know, synthetic sounds, but working with a computer, working with electronic music, you have the capability of bringing in field recordings, like sound of rain, or you could record someone playing a cello and manipulate that and edit. You have the possibility to work with anything. The creation is very exciting. It's also exciting and daunting at the same time. If I can choose from any sounds to work with in the universe, then where do you start? I think the exciting thing is experimenting. Start with an idea or a seed of an idea, explore that and see where it goes, and not necessarily stick too hard with a map or a plan or expectations. There might be some interesting surprise that happens or a mistake, or you might be working with some sounds or composing in a way and it leads you into a new area that you've never really explored before. I always trust that path. I love all music. I've had a deep love and passion for music since I was a kid. And the other thing that I started doing in college particularly, and you know, since then, is challenging myself. Listening to stuff that I might not like at first, but has really opened me up and kind of expanded my boundaries of what music is or what sound is. And I don't know, all types of music evoke different things in me, you know. And generally, I'm interested in the idea of listening without prejudice, being present as a listener. Enjoy the act of listening as fully and completely in the moment as I can. Try not to cloud it with ideas or prejudices or language, and just enjoy the sounds for what they are. And that's difficult, you know, because we all make associations based on our experiences and our life and our culture. But some of the best experiences I've had in my life with music have been those moments where I was completely present and focused, and time sort of dissolved, and I was just there with the music. And since I've experienced that, that's like a thing that I try to cultivate.
That's Burlington experimental and electronic musician Greg Davis. Find out more about the experimental music listening series called Signals. The next concert is with Norm Chambers, and it's coming up on Saturday, December 3rd, with a question and answer after the performance to help demystify the genre.